I'm talking today with Nina Wilson. She is one of the co-founders of an indigenous sovereignty movement that started in Canada. It's called Idle No More, and maybe, Nina, you could start by telling us what that name refers to.
The name itself was coined by Jessica Gordon, another co-founder. It was basically describing us for being idle and not really knowing how or where to proceed. It was not any disrespect to anyone who had been doing any kind of resistance work before us.
And what are the primary issues that you're focusing your energy on?
It started out with legislation from Canada. We have a very vigorous and almost fascist stream of legislation that's being pushed out by the Harper government, and there's a lot of bills to create a criminalization of people who are defending and protecting lands that are being encroached on. I'm worried about that aspect, especially since the criminalization of those people happens to target mainly women, who in turn will impact the lives of children because, well, we're mothers, right? We're trying to protect sacred sites. We're trying to protect our water, which is unprotected right across Canada now. The legislation has released the protections, so the water is under direct threat. So we're really working hard to try to get some protections back in place for water and to keep our soils from being contaminated from extractive industries.
Speaking of extractive industries, the Keystone Pipeline has gotten a lot of attention here in the States, and I understand that's a big concern for you as well.
Yes, we're worried about it a lot, too, because of the consequences to such invasive mining. We're just worried about the soil, the water. We need to have fresh, clean soil and water for generations to come, not just now. It needs to be there for the young people that are coming.
As Native people, too, I understand that a big concern is respect for sovereignty.
Yeah, for example, in Canada, if you're a treaty person, automatically you have a right to say who and what comes into your territory, and consultations begin there. Well, the legislation that's become law undermines all of that. We no longer have that say. Our sovereignty really had a way to protect for all people, and we're reminding the government that these are agreements that were made a long time ago. They've never been compromised like this before, and it's very highly unusual to do that. It could even be illegal.
And what are you doing while you're out here in California?
Well, sacred sites are important, right, all over the world. In Canada, a lot of our sacred sites are not even considered heritage sites at all. We don't have the tribal preservation officers that you have here in the United States. We don't have that at all. So we're trying to develop some mechanisms to keep some of those sites safe, to elevate them so that people understand what they are, how are they sacred, what makes them that way. Everyone has a choice to practice their freedom of religion and freedom of speech. And in Canada, that's not so, and lots of people don't understand that. They think that Canada is a very kind, nice, wealthy country, but they don't really know the truth because of the mainstream media. It's not our friend.
Well, I hope you have some friends here to come out and see you when you're speaking in Santa Rosa, and I want to thank you for taking time to talk with me now.
Thank you.